Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, I'm Jim Blasingame. Cliff Inico is our guest, our good friend, succeedinginyourbusiness.com. Right, Cliff?
That's it. That's the website.
Succeedinginyourbusiness.com.
Also got a YouTube channel. You go to a YouTube channel. If you search for Cliff Inico, you'll see I got like 41 videos up there.
There you go.
All aspects of running a small business. So,
he can help you, folks. And check out his books, too, including his crowdfunding handbook. And I know you got some more coming up down the pike, too. Folks, we're talking about the future of ethics. What's it going to look like? How do we make it happen? We must do this, Cliff. I propose that we must find a way. Well, there are two ironies that I see out there, Cliff. One is the workforce. We have such a crisis of available qualified workforce employees that the economy could be held back. And I think the economy could be held back again if we don't figure out how to mount trust, to mount ethics on a 9 gigahertz net nitrogen cooled processor like you see in Google and Amazon and all their server farms. But more importantly, you and I have to come to terms with the fact that the ethics that got us here are not going to get us there. And I think that's going to have to be our commitment to a form of technology that helps us put trust at that speed. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Coming up with a digital solution to trust, a digital means of enforcing trust.
Which could be blockchain.
In the system. Could be. It very well could be.
And I'm saying blockchain-type technology, because it might not be blockchain,
right,
but it might be a version, a variation on that theme. What do you think?
Yeah, well, that's what your book says. You talk about an enhanced version of blockchain. Not blockchain as it exists today, but something you call, I can't remember, you gave it a cool name, begins with an A.
Agnostic.
That's it, agnostic. That's it. That's where we need to, I think, evolve to. And blockchain may be the first step in that process. It might very well be, although it has a long way to go, Jim. I'm just telling you, whenever a new technology comes out, you do have a duty to understand at least the basics of how that technology works. You don't just look at the results of it and say, oh, wow, that's cool. You got to kind of dig a little bit deeper and say, now, how is this all put together? And again, how could it be gamed? How can it be hacked? I'm reading a book right now, very good book. I would recommend it to your listeners. It's called Blockchain Basics. It's by a guy named Daniel Drescher, and I love his subtitle, A Non-Technical Introduction in 25 Steps. Now, when you put the words non-technical and 25 steps in the same sentence, okay, that sends a very strong signal. It took this guy 25 steps, and it's a very good book, by the way. If you read a chapter a night, you know, in 25 days, you will really understand what this technology is all about and how it works. I'm a big fan of this book, but it took him 25 steps to get somebody to a basic understanding of how this thing is put
together. And that's the problem with blockchain. When I talk to audiences about blockchain, I actually feel like some of the people are getting mad at me while I'm describing it to them, because it's so different from anything we've ever known that it agitates people at first.
Uh-huh. Well, it's a public ledger. It's putting everything out there. It's putting all your information in a place where everything is transparent and it cannot be changed and it is immutable. And that scares some people.
Yeah.
I mean, it absolutely scares some people.
Well, because the key, if you think about it, a lot of the trust structure in our lives, we have created middlemen, intermediaries, to provide that. The
right.
Government, the registration at the courthouse.
Facebook, Twitter, these are all black boxes.
Well, we have created things But long before the Twitter and Facebook, we created these things to intermediaries for our ethics to provide trust. Well, something we don't, those intermediaries can't move fast enough in the digital age, and that's no, where that's blockchain true. Is going to happen because it eliminates the intermediary.
That's right. It does away with them all together. What did Mark Twain say? Put all your eggs in one basket, but then, damn it, watch that basket.
That's right. Exactly.
You put all your trust, when you put all your trust in an intermediary, that thing has to be very
like
regulated.
Like Wall Street.
Constant oversight.
Wall Street's right, an intermediary.
Right. When you let that oversight slip, you get 2008 and the financial crisis.
And so, folks, just what Cliff's trying to tell you, and what I've been telling you now for 3 years talking about blockchain on this show, is get started on the process of learning. Just get started. Buy one of these books. Buy Tiana Lawrence's book. Buy Dan Drescher's book. Hey, listen to our good friend Cliff Inico too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.